I'm Faye Goldstein, and welcome to Stutter Talk. I'm here with a really special guest, Michael Kidd Gilchrist, a professional American basketball player who has played in the NBA since 2012. We'll be discussing his change and impact initiative for stuttering, a platform created to improve access to healthcare and expand services and resources for those who stutter. Michael, I'm so glad that you're able to join us. Welcome to this show.
Yeah, man, it's an honor, to be here today. I'm excited to talk about what I'm doing and most importantly, help. So.
So, Michael, before we start talking about your change and impact initiative, I want to start with your story. I know that you stuttered since a young age, and you're now proud to say that you stutter and to use stuttering to help others, but I know it wasn't always that way. Can you tell me about your stuttering story and how it impacted your decision to found the Change and Impact Initiative?
Sure. I've been stuttering all my life, it felt like, right? I don't remember when it first started or even how it happened or, but like, I don't know Michael Kidd Gilchrist without me stutter, right? In a lot of ways, when I was younger, I had felt so lonely, so isolated at times, and just like not knowing a soul who stuttered, right? I had an IEP when I was in school. Only because I stuttered, right? It was a lonely road, but I think due to the fact that I had an outlet and that was basketball. So, even socially, I had all my peers and all my friends knew, but it wasn't always the topic of conversation a lot of times, obviously, right? So, I want to fast forward to when I'm in high school and I'm noticed with basketball and stuff like that, and everybody wants to talk to me, and all that, and it's national attention more and more as I get older. And I was never the one to brag or even you would talk about my like stats or, you know, like, even how good I was, just, you know, like all due to the fact that, you know, like I just wanted to fit in. Right. So, from then to now, at the age of 27, I noticed what I've been through. And, you know, I can't talk for the average person that stutters. And, you know, like, even what they go through on a on a social level, right? But I'm here to fight, you know, and for them people, and for, you know, like all of the stuttering community, you know, to like SLPs, to doctors, to like all these professors, and to the ones that need it. And that's everyone who stutters. So,
yeah. And you say that you're here to fight. And I know that you have a incredible mission targeted at so many different people, like you're saying, doctors, speech therapists, even as far as taking this to Congress. And I want to hear simply at first, what is your mission? And then we could delve into what problem are you trying to solve? Mission first.
Yes, yes. So you know, like, I was not just me. So, you know, I have a great board and team. You know, like Anjali Richardson, Dr. Kia Johnson, and Joseph Donner. So, you know, like, it is not just me, you know, it is no me and it's without them. And I understand that. But, you know, our mission is to, I guess, for one, create a relationship with I guess, with politicians and independent health insurances to bridge that gap, to have more people understand the field in itself, and in need, our president, he stutters. So, you know, so, if not now, to put this, on a highlight, then when, we as a community for those who stutter, we aren't ever gonna get this time back. And I understand that. And I'm willing to sacrifice, you know, my time, and my energy, in basketball, and focused on what, you know, I've been dealing with my whole life, and those who need help, and, you know, that's people who stutter. But, you know, I guess to answer your question, is to have those people as far as independent insurance firms and also politicians and, White House and, you know, even state by state and, you know, out of the White House, I really understand what this is and where the need is. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you're tapping on such a core need. It starts with understanding. And I'm hearing you say that on so many levels, the basic understanding isn't there. And because of that, there are massive gaps. And I know that one of your big, a big part of your vision is to have more access to speech therapy, stuttering therapy, and that you're saying that nobody should fall through the gap. So kind of walk me through your vision of what has to change and what will it look like when your vision is accomplished?
Yeah, man. So, you know, you know, so our vision is, I have faith. So, you know, now, you know, it is, some states that has definitions about about stuttering itself, right? You know, because everyone is fluent, even I don't stutter, right? But you know, like, a lot of people don't know what is stuttering, on, you know, like, even how to fix it, or, you know, like, even where it comes from. So, you know, like, so it might be a situation where, one state may cover 8 sessions or like even a month long, but what is that really doing to, you know, us as people who stutter? You know, or like, even some states may just not have anything, right? And that's not fair, right? So, you know, our mission is to bring everyone together as far as healthcare and politicians to be like, hey, let's make something happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it sounds like you really want to bring everyone together, become that unifying force. And it starts with defining stuttering, that we're all on the same page, what that means, what the care is, and then having that be supported through legislation. Now, I'm curious if there is another difference or disability that you are looking at to learn from, since you want to take it to Congress and go big or go home. Where are you drawing your inspiration from?
Yeah, you know, like a lot of it's a lot of comparisons, just like due to the Autism CARES Act, and it's not the same, you know, like autism and stuttering is not the same. Right. But it's a lot of similarities to what happened, and how autism got passed. Right. And not stutter. But, Obama was in office when autism got passed, you know, so, I'm pretty sure, our president and also other politicians know how that happened, or like even, you know, like how it got started and stuff like that. So
what I'm hearing is very much you're looking at this from a top down, because there's so many great things happening on the ground right now, bottoms up. But I'm hearing that you're seeing a much bigger need, that if we can fill it up on top, then it'll trickle down in the right ways and forms with enough power starting up on top.
Yeah. I mean, as hard as it may be, I think you start everywhere at one time. From, like, you know, to friends, to an NSA, to even Camp Say, ASHA, all the conferences, even universities and stuff like that has the field. So, like, you know, like, it's not only from the top up, it's from, you know, my team and I just really, really, really put in the work. And that's behind the scenes. And I thank them every day. Every call, every meeting, you know, so, you know, it don't happen without them. So, you know, so, like, not just the top up, it's from, you know, I guess mainly everywhere.
Everywhere. Wow. And I love what you're saying, how that really you want to go heavy on all fronts, from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. And I love also how you personify that, because here you have a grand vision. You want to take it home all the way to the president and Congress, and you're also showing up. And I know you've showed up to say You've been to the NSA conference. You will speak to graduate classes. You're really on the bottom, on the ground, doing all this work. And that's just so wonderful. And I can see and feel your heart in this. Yeah. I want to check in on when you and I had chatted briefly, you had said that you're going to go out and you're going to swing big. And I know you play basketball. I think that's taken from baseball, right?
Yeah.
But for the sake of stuttering, we'll steal from any other sport. What is your first big step that you plan on taking home?
It's one. It's just the courage that I have, right? To go out and open up about it to like kids and you know, like even my peers and adults who don't stutter, right? That's a major step for me, you know. So you know, I want to give myself credit for even doing that. I think the next step would be just, you know, like all the information, numbers, data, you know, like all the references. So like we have to change the impact as a nonprofit. It's called Can Have Proof, right? Of like where these things are and lie and facts to like, you know, those who that's like in insurance and you know, like even a parent who wants to see him, or even, you know, even like for, you know, like even the politicians to see him, you know, and you know, and then after that, all the work is not up to me after that, right? You know, I have faith of what like we are doing as far as my team and I. And you know, I'll be able to rest at night just knowing I make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for someone who might be listening now, Michael, who stutters and is feeling the feelings that you describe, they feel lonely, they feel isolated, and you brought this so real into the present moment about taking that first step, just having the courage to speak out, right? Just coming onto this call, perhaps. Can you think back to that first time that you weren't yet ready to take that first step and you did? Man. And what would you want to say to someone who might be struggling to take that first step right now?
Yeah. At a point in time, the world, it would give you something. And that's something, it's just being different at what, I don't know, you know, like, either whether you play basketball, whether you sing, whether you dance, whether you have autism, whether you stutter, whether you have Down syndrome, whether something, right? And in my head, I want others to know you can make lemons. No, no. when you can make a lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep, that's right.
You know, because I think, you know, like, nowadays, you know, you have social media, you have, you know, like, all these TV shows and pandemic and, you know, like, you know, a lot of things going on where you don't think that you are important. So, you know, if I can give advice to that one male or female or, you know, like a even elder, you know, I would say it's not easy, but of how many things is easy that you try on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not easy, but how many things do you actually do on a day-to-day that's really easy to go ahead and live your life? And I think what I hear you also say is that the outcome oftentimes turns out to be so much better than you could have expected.
Yeah.
You know, and that reminds me of a quote. I believe you were loosely quoting another famous person, and I actually don't know who it is, but you had said, "Fear kills more dreams than failures ever have." And I think this relates to what we're saying right now, but I want to bring it back to you. What fears are you facing to make this happen, that you are moving ahead even though you're feeling that fear?
I think... you know, I have tons of fears, you know, on a personal level. Man, I don't like rejection. Fearful at times that you know, I'm doing something that's out my league, right? that's you know, very, very scary. You know, I know nothing about healthcare, right? Or even politics. So I am scared. I'm afraid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, I don't want my kids to know that there is a limit on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, I have to face some fears.
And
fears have nothing to do with how high I jump or how I shoot a ball. Or like anything. So it like means more to me that at night I can, you know, how like hard it may be, I can face my fears head on.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, I can pass them fears.
As you're talking about fear, there's a famous quote by Franklin Roosevelt. He says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear." And I'm hearing that your son and all people who stutter, and making this world a better place is bigger than your fear, and therefore you're willing to face that fear head on.
Yeah, man. Even my daughter,
you know. And your daughter?
Yeah. She's the oldest one, so, you know, she know that I stutter or, mm-hmm. or even how I stutter. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, man. Really cool, man. Really cool.
It is. It's incredibly cool. And something that stood out to me, Michael, as I was reviewing some of the work that you've done, the tagline that you chose for your Change and Impact initiative is "Imperfection is beautiful." And that gave me chills. I just loved it so much. So tell me how this quote drives what you do.
Everybody has a story, everybody have a path, everybody have downfall, everybody have success in some type of way, everybody has deaths, everybody goes through something and has something, right? So, like, you know, as much as us as people in this era want to highlight, oh, I'm doing this, or I have that, or look what I got, look what I'm doing, you know, it's kind of like, how much is that real? Right? And, you know, like, and as my daughter be on TikTok every minute of the day and, you know, this, that, and the other, I'm like, that's cool. That's fun. Mm-hmm. And I let her be a kid, but, you know, I want her to see her dad be okay, and his own skin. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So I can turn around and say to her, like, you know, like 18, 19, 20, and I'd be like, hey, remember when daddy said this, or was like this, or I even did that? You know, I'm not hiding anything. And that's strong. That's strong.
That's right. Strong. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially for a female.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
in a world that currently, and who knows what it's going to be like, but it's all about filters and looking good. When you take that and just show your true self, which is what you're doing, that is what is so beautiful, and that is so strong. And Okay, Michael, another quote that I loved. You said, "What I want the public to know about those who stutter is that we are no different. When you fall, you get up, and you're going to fall again, and you're going to get back up. That is the type of example I want to set and show to my family, my friends, and the public eye about those who stutter." Tell me about this quote.
Yeah, man. Like, it's like, it was so many times in school, you know, they had wanted me to like read out loud, and I'm like, I'm not reading. And I would run, and I would hide in the bathroom, and I'm like, yeah, I ain't reading today, right? I I just, you know, that I think all around that is with I am body is falling and just getting back up, you know, and over and over and over and over again. And I think for those who stutter, we have a sense of, I guess, humbleness to us, right? Only because we know what it's like at night, in the morning, in the afternoon, to like be embarrassed inwardly, right? And in a lot of situations. So when like, you know, like when like things happen to others, it's like easy for us, I think, as a community to be like, hey, it's okay, man, you know, next time, right? And next time. And up, you fell up the next time, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what, you know, like we as a community embody.
You are so right. As a stuttering community, I believe everyone who's part of it, to your point, embodies what it means to get back up and get back up. And what you're talking about is this humbleness and this resilience, right? Some of the strongest spirits that you meet are people who stutter that go and do what they want anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of your vision, Michael, is to foster that support further within the community. We have such great communities already on the ground. Does part of your vision look to expand that?
Yeah, man. I just want to help any way possible, right? Mm-hmm. And how it looks in the future, I don't know, but I think. I think what I do know, where change and impact is different, is we are not, you know, like a big organization at all, mm-hmm. right? There's only 5 people on the board, mm-hmm. with all one mission, mm-hmm. and our mission is to have the nod from the White House, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. right, and also have the nod when it comes to healthcare, and what I mean by a nod is a approval. Right? Mm-hmm. How does that look? You know, is things that I can't, you know, like say on this podcast, obviously, but you know, we have a lot of goals set. Mm-hmm. And we're not gonna stop. Mm-hmm.
And I know that you said that you're looking for actual change, change when it comes to knowledge, education, the kind of speech therapy, how accessible and affordable that is. And my sense was, just from speaking with you, is that you really want the entire dynamic to shift on a very practical level.
Yes, yes. And it's a big goal, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, like, you know, from all the private practices to even a hospital mm-hmm. bill, and even, you know, like, even the clinics and stuff like that, it can get so expensive. And if you have money or like don't have money, it's still expensive, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think a family shouldn't have to choose to pay their bill or their kid, you know, and needs therapy session.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not fair.
Right. That's not fair. That's right. Yeah. So getting everyone from patients and families to insurance companies, clinicians, pediatricians, PCPs, speech therapists, school systems, centering foundations, and bipartisan support and centers of representatives. That's the global vision, correct?
Yeah, and that's a long list. But yeah, man, that's the vision we're on.
Love it. What a great vision. Always shoot for the stars and you may make it, you know? And then if not, at least you landed on the moon.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes,
yeah. Ma'am. Awesome. So we're going to start to wrap up our conversation. One thing I wanted to point out before we did was that your vision includes you leading by example for the stuttering community to stay strong and to lean on one another. And I just want to say that out loud to you, because I think you coming onto this podcast, speaking about stuttering as a person who stutters, no matter what, it's never easy. That's you facing fear, I'm sure, in some ways. And I want to thank you for being so willing and at the forefront of change. And thank you for all of that.
Yeah, man. And I want to thank you for absolutely your time. And and this platform.
You're so welcome.